Alaska's congressional delegation appreciated President Obama's call in his State of the Union address last night to cut red tape and spur employment, energy development, and innovation. But the Republicans in their ranks question his plan to make that happen. The president delivered the State of the Union to a joint session of Congress in the U.S. House chamber. His comments on energy particularly interested the Alaska delegation.
And nowhere is the promise of innovation greater than in American-made energy. Over the last 3 years, we've opened millions of new acres for oil and gas exploration. And tonight I'm directing my administration to open more than 75% of our potential offshore oil and gas resources.
Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said Obama was trying to take credit for initiatives that started in the Bush administration. Speaking with APRN last night near the Capitol subway, taking senators back to their offices after the speech, she said she was pleasantly surprised the president spent a good 6.5 minutes on energy.
I did note with great interest that he seemed to be very favorably inclined to natural gas, which is good. It's critical for this country in terms of the resource and in terms of the jobs. It's going to be very important for us in Alaska as we seek to find a market for our natural gas. But I also recognize that there are some within his agencies that are not so keen on all aspects of natural gas.
And Democratic Senator Mark Begich said he too was pleased to hear President Obama linger on energy issues, but he wants to hear more details. Alaska's Republican U.S. Representative Don Young was also there. He was seen giving the president a couple of standing ovations, most notably when Obama said it's time to stop rewarding businesses that ship jobs overseas and called for tax reforms to give companies incentives to hire American. But Young dismissed the president's energy policy as smoke and mirrors.